I was sitting one night with some friends in a bar on a Friday when this Amazon female came in. She upturned the table, just passing it by, broke open the bottle and drained it quite dry. So I carefully strolled up and asked how things were in Chicago. For somehow I guessed that she'd picked up her style in Chicago. This song is dedicated to an old Chicago buddy of mine who started off being a teacher in the Chicago school system for
There's just a splash of it in there.
She eventually quit that job and became a karate
instructor. It's Kudo.
She had practice.
Yes,
okay,
similar
skill set.
Say, how did you come by those shoulders more fitting a wrestler? Those muscular shoulders and arms. Well, I've no power steering in my tough old car. And you know how rare city parking spots are. So I haul and I heave on the wheel in the streets of Chicago. I built up these muscles just parking my car in Chicago. Is that how you came by those well-muscled hips, thighs, and brisket? Those well-muscled oversized limbs, and from pushing my car out and shoveling snow, which really piles up when those winter winds blow, and the city is slow about clearing the streets in Chicago. And only civilians go shovel the walks in Chicago. One of the reasons I left Chicago is that I lived through the bad winter of 1979. Well, there were winters when you did not get 15 feet of snow between New Year's and April Fool's.
Wow. Whatever you want to know.
And it did
not melt
off until May 1st. And how did you come by the custom of wearing a knife in your boot and a dagger or two up your sleeve? Well, not being rich, I live in a tough ward. So from muggers and worse, I am always on guard. And I carry these knives because one can't buy guns in Chicago. The gun laws are tight, so the crime rate's sky high in Chicago. Do ask how I know that. Did you get that deep cough from smoking cigarros? And that notable baritone voice? Oh no, I got those just from breathing the air. Pollution controls aren't too rigorous there. And the steel mills of Gary are always upwind of Chicago. We're caught between alewives and Gary all over Chicago. For those who are curious, the alewife is a small fish which I swear is born dead and piles up in huge drifts along the shoreline of where?
Lake Michigan. Right along Lake Shore Drive. Thank you.
And how did you get such a taste for beer, wine, and whiskey? You've drunk half a gallon just now. Well, after an average day in our town, the weather, corruption, and crime all around will drive you to drink or do dope or go nuts in Chicago. And of those three choices, I learned how to drink in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a tiny state county though.
Better off if you're out in the farming counties.
Yeah. The way you get better the prices.
So I just want more space to grow your own. She gave a deep sigh, knocking over a stein and a bottle, and said it was time she should go. She paid for her drink and strolled out of the door, casually knocking three drunks to the floor. And I thought I would really not care to revisit Chicago. A nice quiet war would do more for one's health than